Welcome to today's Rennsgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Steering Committee Chair Amy Van Hafton continues our preview of the 81st Annual Tulip Time Festival in Pella.
So, Amy, we are getting set for another Tulip Time Festival celebration. We are weeks away, the 81st Annual Celebration. First of all, just what is the amount of work that you guys are putting in right now? It's crazy. I follow you guys all year long, checking on your meetings every now and again, and here we are, all that preparation's coming to a culmination.
We are definitely getting to the last-minute push, getting all of our volunteers lined up and just making sure that everything's going to run smoothly. And so it's getting a little hectic, but we know that it will all pan out. Everything will be great.
Well, and you've got a series of meetings coming up for volunteers. What are you doing to get them organized? Because your organization, the steering committee, a branch of Pella Historical Society, is also a volunteer. So how do you get them kind of geared up and ready to do the various functions that you need them to do?
Well, you know, this isn't a new thing here, and everybody seems to know, you know, what their role is. And so we work as a steering committee, and then each of us have different contacts underneath us, and those people also have their own committees and get their volunteers. And so each little part takes its own ownership of their jobs. And so, you know, it's just incredible how it all comes together, and everybody kind of knows, oh, by April 1st, I need to have this done, and by April 15, we'll be meeting together, and we will start meeting with an expanded Tulip Time Committee and invite several other key leaders in, and we just chat and make sure that everything's going as planned and as smoothly as possible, and just touch base with each other so that we know that we've got everything covered that needs to be taken care of.
How much organization does it really take when it comes not just to your committee but to the multiple committees to get this all put together and transform Pella from a regular town, if you will, on Tuesday to have it all ready by Wednesday?
It is. It does take a lot of organization, because we have to have everything move in the right order in order to make everything work out. The food vendors have to come in at a certain time, and we want to respect our retailers downtown and let them have as much parking as long as they can. So we really work really hard to make it so that everybody gets along and we get everything put in just at the right time, and just enough time to get, you know, the Klompen Classic off and get all the picnic tables in and everything else that happens on Wednesday.
Yeah, the week is, of course, Wednesday to Saturday, coming up in the first full weekend of May. When you are starting to plan things at the beginning of the year with the whole committee, whether that's right after Tulip Time or throughout the year, what are some of the big things do you think that people might notice from a new standpoint, but also what are some of the mainstays that you try to preserve year to year?
Of course, everybody is looking for their favorite food booths, so, you know, that is just a tradition. Some new things that are actually going to happen this year: we have a new group that is trying to raise some funds, and they are actually going to be taking pictures of guests or whoever wants to do it in Dutch costumes, kind of like that old Western sort of movie picture, but this time it will be with Dutch costumes. And I think that this has been something that has so been missing from our celebration for a while. I just think that it'll be a great addition, and that's going to be down by the Molengrot. And so I think that will draw guests and visitors down there, and we'll also be having our traditional vendors down there, artisans, and so that'll be happening. The other thing that has kind of changed this year is that a few years ago, Dick Redman was very instrumental in getting our Dutch demos going. And the first couple of years we did the same demos each year, and this year he's really changed it up. And he's going to have some past queens come in and talk about their experiences being on the court, and also just being part of the community and how the whole process works, you know, getting our queen. And then we'll also have dressed like a Dutchman, so guests can come in and Millie van de Kieff talks about the different provinces and costumes that we have. And then the other thing that's new about that is Sinterklaas is going to be in the part of the Dutch demos. And just to bring that aspect in, where people don't always think about Sinterklaas at Tulip Time, but just talks about the Christmas traditions.
Very good. And there's always these events, but unfortunately a lot of them outdoors. And if weather happens to strike, we know it never does. But if it happens to, we are there all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, broadcasting live from the morning until the final coronation in the evening. What is the contact you have with us to make sure folks are informed throughout tulip time, good and bad?
You know, we so appreciate all that KNIA KRLS does for us as a steering committee and for our festival. It's just nice to know that you guys are there to get news out fast to people if we need to, whether it's over the radio, on the internet, on your webpage. And we just so appreciate all the help that you guys give us. Just gives us a little more confidence that we can get news out to people if we need to.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.